Hello, everybody. This is Daphne Bagans here from Bagan the USA. I thought I should comment finally on something that's been floating around the internet and regarding, I guess you could call it morality or even subjective morality, or this sudden, it's not too sudden, but a pattern that seems to be occurring for anyone who's done OnlyFans. Now, we all love our hoes from every walk of life, but there's always those who think they're more moral than everyone else and wish to speak out. And I do agree that they who are without sin should cast the first stone. Yet at the same time, we must protect ourselves from con artists. It's basically what a lot of this stuff is, just the finest of con artistry, depending on the person. Or when people think they have found morality, they think they've changed their ways. In reality, nah, not really. They just put more hopeful words with the same projection out to the world. One of the biggest criticizers of it has been Just Pearly Things. She has a lot of data to back it up as well. If you just look at her data, it does work out. I don't know how you feel about her personally, but I'm a big fan of just data. Data speaks a lot more than most humans do, and data doesn't lie usually. Unless the books are cooked. I like numbers, because humans, like I said, they have a screwed up view of the world sometimes. Reality does matter. Like, actual reality, not, but I told myself something. It's like, well, good for you. You lied to yourself. But to get on, the most recent convert, and I mean actual convert, there's someone called Nala the Ninja. She's one of those red-headed, how do you want to say this? I don't want to do that. I'll go back to that. She is allegedly still is an OnlyFans model. She has not taken down the account. She converted to Jesus not that long ago. If you check her feed, she does still have the pictures of when she was baptized. This is her baptized photo here. And then still doing this whole cute, innocent, open mouth thing. She's still doing her ninja dances. Everything, because I did check it out right when she converted. I mean, I hadn't heard of her previously. I'm not in this world at all. But everything is exactly as it was before. And the last time she posted was like 2 weeks ago. I'm hoping this is a sign of her conversion. She was a pastor's kid, so she did know about God. This is her being on the whatever podcast and admitting that she likes the idea of cheating. And basically, it's just all the same. Now, the only part that gets me about any of this, as far as profile and whatnot, other than it didn't change, we see nothing about God or conversion or anything other than she gets an average like per post. Way for her. Great for her. Why is this picture still here? This is her, you know, F me, whatever face that she has like in most of her other content. Why is that still there if she's so into Jesus? Oh, she's saved by grace. Okay. That's all hookers, even Mary Magdalene, was saved by grace. However, she also changed her ways. She followed Jesus around. No, she was hungry nights, going from town to town with everybody. She washed his feet with her hair. It was a true act of contrition and humility and grace and acceptance of that grace instead of going on every single talk show that you can. I mean, even Michael Malice interviewed. Not Michael. Was it Malice? No, it was the other Michael. Michael Knowles. Michael Knowles interviewed her. And he's from Daily Wire. Which also leads to other ideas I have about simps in the church. If men don't have backbones with the most cunning of women, it kind of probably is why a lot of men don't want to go to church. It's like when you're making allowances for the excuses you haven't even made yet. It's weak. If you're an animal from the animal kingdom, the only one that they feel that they can compare you to is a spineless jellyfish. And it's an accurate description. Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something very wrong. Okay, now. The other one, the reason I said that this was a continuous thing, not that long ago, before this ninja girl ever did anything, Nala, we have Blac Chyna. She also had her baptism photos up here. I'm trying to remember what they're on here somewhere. I forget how far down. But yeah, she was baptized, converted to Christianity. I mean, she is wearing some more clothes in general. She is showing a lot of exercise stuff. It's still showing off the body. But like I said, it's not nudity. So, I mean, I do agree in our world that there is a strange line between being dressed and working out in a bathing suit style thing versus someone who's trying to seriously thirst trap. There is a difference. But at the same time, is there? She's pushing Black Hamptons. I'm guessing she acted in something. She sells hair. I don't know if she's showing a shoe or selling a shoe. More body stuff. Body stuff. Showing off how much weight she lost. Pushing more shoes. More hair. I know she sells eyelashes too. Pushing more hair. I'm glad she's pushing more hair and not just... See, that's a perfectly clothed body. And then if you keep going, glad she's feeling so healthy. More body, exercise stuff, more hair. Especially she has a degree in some kind of religion studies or something. That nothing is impossible with God. Yeah, so I think hers might be a little bit more legit. She's just not in practice of knowing. Or like some people are just really comfortable with nudity who have been in Hollywood for a very long time. Just like I'm sure with the Nala girl, they're very used to having a lot of nudity in their lives. I mean, it's not an excuse, but at the same time, it kind of is. Maybe they don't know what they don't know. I mean, Nala may not have an excuse because she was raised by good parents from everything anyone's ever seen. You know, she had that good home life. She had that modesty thing. And for the most part, she is one of the more modest people I've seen. It's not like she does porn, but at the same time, lust is lust, depending on who and what you want to believe. That also goes down to the core of America. What morality do we want? How strict do we want to be with that morality? And when people are simping or, I don't know, less standards, I guess you could say, or giving in to lesser morality and how it just estranges people from real morality. It just waters it down. It's like if you go get a drink from a bar, do you want watered down vodka or straight up vodka? Most people who go there want the straight up vodka. And then you have those who are like, oh, so what if it's watered down? It's like still fun, right? No, not the level of fun some of us were looking for. No. So just leave any comments below or opinions. But this trend of OnlyFans finding God and then using it to restart their careers. Because I'm pretty sure Blac Chyna has deleted her real OnlyFans. Nala has not, and she increased the price. That's one of the reasons I tend to believe Blac Chyna a little bit more, because she did get the degree. All her posts really truly are about her exercise and just stuff she's doing to, you know, make money and survive in this world versus more OnlyFans-based content to promote more OnlyFans. Like, she's promoting her shoes. She's promoting exercise. She was promoting hair, lashes. Hair and lashes are not her booty. I mean, she kind of is with the exercise, but it's just the world that she comes from. It's like, see, I was able to do something while also wearing something so skin tight that you might as well be naked. They will learn in time. I think she will learn in time, especially when gravity starts affecting your body. She will learn what sometimes covering it up is sexier than letting it fly out. And Nala, I can't believe that con artist. She's way too excited about the individual journey and not God. There is a difference. And when you go and increase the price of something to get more Christian simps to her, I said she doesn't have naked content. She might have skin tight content with all of her. She does all the twirling and stuff of her ninja skills, but that's still lusting. It's still distraction. It's still a money grab. Everything she's doing is still a money grab for OnlyFans versus other companies, other endeavors, other activities. And that's just kind of my analysis of it, because I do agree. It does say in the book of Matthew, the judgment you give, so shall you be judged. And by the same measuring stick, I should judge myself. There's nothing naked on the internet with me. Not that anyone would want it or would pay for it, or I'm just not that self-obsessed, but the cashing in of beauty is the oldest profession in the world. People pretend that we can erase it. No, but raise your kids better and maybe we can limit it. Because you just can't get rid of the attention seekers. And with the increase of computers in our daily lives and cell phones and social media, women have become thirst traps almost for themselves in a weird way. They love seeing themselves. They need the attention. They need the validation from strangers. And it's just a sad way to live. I mean, I hope they find God. Maybe they'll want to show off a little bit less. Maybe less, be less morally reprehensible. Maybe. Who knows? Pray for them. Pray that the conversion's real. And it's not just another showboat trying to cash in on dumb Christians who are looking for an excuse to stare at a pretty girl who converted because she was aging out of a sex-based business. Which is true. That's why I'm so glad that I've always felt like I was, even since I was 15, I felt like I was 60 years old. No, I'm not actually 60 years old yet, but at the same time, when I get there, it's like, yes, I have made it this far. I am so happy to finally be in where I'm supposed to be within my own skin. And just the general contentment of it all. Social media steals that from you. It really does. It completely steals your sense of contentment and just being at peace with the world around you, your friends, and your God, and just being balanced and get off the computer for a while. Go hide your cell phone from yourself. Go take a walk. Find your mental health. Or just find health. Whichever that is. Sign out, y'all. Peace out. And don't do anything I wouldn't do. And that's not saying much.